Hey there.
Do you mind if I sit with you?
Oh, don't look nervous.
I won't bite. So it's been a couple years, hasn't it?
Oh, come on. Don't act coy.
I know you recognize me.
We had a few classes together in high school.
You were that shy kid in the corner, always mooning over me. I lost track of the number of times I caught you glancing at my legs or my chest, but you never came over and so much as asked me out. Real shame, that. I always thought you were kind of cute. But, well, the other guys in class beat you to the punch. Oh well. What's wrong? You look really nervous. Embarrassed, even. Is talking to me making you uncomfortable? Gee, I can't imagine why. Oh, wait. It's probably that whole sex mage thing, huh? Yeah, crazy, right? Just out of nowhere, every woman on Earth gets psychic cock control powers? It's been 2 years already, and I still sometimes can't believe the powers I have. The ability to control a man's body and mind by manipulating his cock and libido? With just a thought, I can make him feel things. Control his orgasm, bind him in place, and, of course, read all his dirty little thoughts. That probably would have been pretty scary for a shy, nervous virgin like you, huh? Especially when the woman who can do all that is the girl you were jacking off to all through high school. Oh, yeah, dude, I can see it all now. As soon as I walked into this coffee shop, I sensed your eyes on me. Sensed your sudden burst of arousal and panic. Your dick is half hard just looking at me. You know all the other women in here can sense it too, right? I mean, for them, it's probably just background noise. Just another cock to ignore or chuckle over. But my magic sensed your attraction. Alerted me to you like a spotlight in the dark. It's no wonder. You were cranking it 2 to 4 times a day, and most of the time, you were thinking of me while you did it. You would even look at my Facebook pictures sometimes, and you were still doing it after we graduated. Oh, no, you don't. Freeze. Sit down. This is too funny to let you just run away. Squirm all you like. My magic has glued your butt to that seat. I want to play catch up. So, how have you been these past few years? Did you ever manage to get a girlfriend, or even just get laid in that time? No? Jeez. Even in a world of sex mages, no woman has bothered sleeping with you yet? What a shame. Well, I'm free all weekend. You want to have some fun with me? What a silly question. Of course you do. Come now. Don't be nervous. Isn't this exactly the sort of fantasy you used to furiously jack yourself off to just a few years ago? Me noticing you, ogling me, and taking the initiative to walk right up and grab you by the cock and haul you off somewhere to fuck? I bet you thought you'd never have an experience like that, huh? But thanks to sex magic, even the most virginal loser's wildest fantasies can come true. After all, a man's lust energy tastes the sweetest when you're the object of his desires. All right, let's head over to my place. We can take my car. Oh, right. You can get up from your chair now. Don't chicken out and try to run. As you could feel, I have some phantom hands gripping your cock and balls. If you try to run, I'll simply drag you back to me by them. Oh, wait. I have a fun idea. Before we get in my car, how about you take all of your clothes off? Yeah, right here. out in the open. I'll just put your stuff in my trunk.
Come on. Don't fight me now. I can sense it's been quite a while since you've gotten your rocks off. No woman has bothered to sleep with you, but you've been subjected to teasing spells, haven't you? Phantom strokes and sucks and licks waking you up in the middle of the night, leaving you thrusting your hips into the air. Random tickles and pinches as you walk down the street. Yet, for all that stimulation, all that teasing, no woman has let you inside them. In fact, none of them have even let you have any relief, have they? I can sense you've got a strong orgasm block on you. I can sense it in your balls. They're much bluer than most. When's the last time you were allowed to orgasm? Wow. You're kidding. Not since the sex magic first appeared? That's almost 2 years. Oh my gosh, you poor thing. I can see you tried to stop jacking off all the time when you realized you couldn't come. But there's so many nights when you're so teased, so blue-balled. You can't help but try to touch yourself to relieve some of the need. But all it does is make your blue balls worse. I wonder who put the blocks on you. Probably some neighbor of yours that got tired of sensing you jacking off so much. Or maybe you pissed off some girl and you didn't even realize it, and this is her punishment. Or maybe some woman just thought it would be funny. And you don't have a girlfriend to look out for you and undo that wicked block. It must be so frustrating. Any one of us women can do anything to you with just a thought. You're completely helpless to stop it, and you don't even know who's doing it unless she tells you. So I'd say you could really use my help. But if you want me to grant you relief, you're going to have to earn it. And that means doing as I say. So take all your clothes off. Right here in the parking lot. Or I could just pleasure torture your cock non-stop until you comply. What's that you're feeling now? A phantom hand sliding the palm around and around your cockhead? I haven't met a single man who can handle that for more than a few seconds. Wow, you're already on your knees. Well, I hope that's good enough to prove my point. If I let the spell stop, will you do as I say? Good. Now stand up and take off all your clothes. Get into the car. Good boy. Now, for being obedient, I'll reward you with a phantom blowjob. Feels nice, doesn't it? I see no woman's ever actually sucked you. But this isn't the first blowjob spell you've had. It's intense, isn't it? Not quite the same as the real thing, though. Especially the real thing combined with magic. Maybe if you're lucky, I'll actually let you into my mouth before the day is up. But for now, just sit back and enjoy. I'll keep the spell going until we get to my place. Okay, here we are. Sorry, I didn't expect there to be that detour, so it took longer to drive here than I thought. Oh, come on, it wasn't that long. Only been 40 minutes. Are you saying 40 minutes of the greatest blowjob in your life with no relief is all it takes for you not to be able to walk straight? Okay, I guess I'll turn the spell off and give you a minute to calm down so you can walk. Actually, wait. What am I thinking? I almost forgot that my power over your body includes making you float. So I can just float you along by your cock. Right into my house. Instead of turning off that blowjob spell, I'll add a second one.
That'll give me even more of your energy to work with. Up, up, and away. Ah, what a nice day it is out. Oh, hey there, Mrs. Riley. Yeah, I got another boy to play with tonight. Someone used to sit next to me in your class. Say hi. Yes, apparently he used to jerk off to thoughts of me all the time. He even cranked it to my pictures. Such a bad boy. I'm going to teach him a lesson. Speaking of lessons, how's your husband? Oh, I can sense he's still pinned to your bed, feeling you fucking him. How many hours has it been? Oh my God, really? Well, you should probably give him one day off this week, at least. Anyway, you have a good evening. Oh, that was Mrs. Riley, you remember. She was our math teacher. Turns out she's a complete and total sex fiend. She's had her husband locked up in chastity belts for years. He's the only man I've sensed whose balls are worse than yours. I think she hasn't let him come for nearly a year before the sex magic appeared. And she hasn't let him pop since she got her powers either. Now that she has magic, of course, there's no need for a chastity belt. She can keep him from touching just through a spell. And just like you, his orgasms are locked down tight. Sometimes I help tease him by accidentally letting him see me in skimpy outfits that get him all riled up. But listen to me go on about another man. We're here to play with you tonight. Are you even following anything I'm saying? Oh, I know the double blowjob spell is quite distracting. I know it's making your blue balls ache terribly. Your cock is right on edge, isn't it? Just staying there, right on the edge of release. It would be so easy to make you pop, you know, with just a thought. I could break that orgasm block and just let you spray your seed everywhere. Finally free you from the madness of your need. But that wouldn't be any fun, would it? Like I said, you're gonna have to earn your release. So we can do this one of two ways. I can release you from my float spell, and you can fuck me, just like you always fantasized about. Or I can pin you to the floor and ride you. No. Please stop and mercy are not the answers I want to hear. You fuck me, or I fuck you. You want to fuck me? All right. I'm releasing you from the spell. Now don't you try anything foolish like try to freeze. Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? Did you seriously just try to run? When I literally have your dick wrapped up in my thoughts? When you know I can bind you with a thought? Jesus. That boy juice must really be making you crazy. Trying to run from a sex mage? You know what? I'm just going to assume you are lying in your own helpless way and playing hard to get. I'll just pin you to the floor. There we go. Trying to run was awfully rude of you. I don't think you deserve me touching you yet. So I think I'll just ride your face for a bit. Let me just position your limbs better. And let's intensify the sensations on your cock to really motivate you. It's so fucking hot when a boy is screaming into my pussy. Just like that. Don't try to fight it. Oh, if you keep fighting, I can just take control of your tongue. Oh. Oh, make you lick just how I want. What if you do it on your own? Yeah, I might be more merciful. Oh, fuck, that's good. Oh, yeah, rub right there. Oh, yes. Oh, shove that tongue deeper. Deeper. Yeah. Not too shabby for a boy who's never had sex before. Maybe you've done something with girls after all. What's this shameful little memory here? Oh my! So you have done stuff with women before. I see your memories. Cute neighbor girl catching you with her powers when you get hard. After you see her getting a suntan in her backyard. Oh, she punished you with phantom hand spells to squeeze your balls into submission. And then made you eat her out a couple times a month. You made her come so many times before she moved away. And she never even touched you. Never even let your orgasm block loose. Oh, you poor thing. Aren't sex mage girls just evil? Well, maybe I can make up for her wicked ways. Let me just flip around here. Your cock is diamond hard, quivering with tension. Oh, the veins are bulging and the head is dark purple. How about I stroke it and kiss it for a while with my actual hands and mouth? No, I won't stop the phantom simulation. Meanwhile, you can continue to lick me. Not the biggest. I have sucked. But definitely. In the... yeah, top five. Top five for sure. You know, your sexual frustration fuels our magic. But it, hey, don't stop licking. Good boy. Your frustration. The energy it makes. Feels really fucking good. Sucking your cock like this, I can feel that energy pumping straight from you into me. It's pure pleasure, pure happiness. I could keep you pinned here for hours and hours. Days. Like my neighbor does with her husband. Just grooving of your need, your desperation. Oh, a poor boy like you. Virgin. Little stroker addict. Yeah, never allowed to come. Trapped in our wicked, teasing thoughts. When the energy is so intense, it's so fucking hot. Jesus, I almost passed out there. I'm gonna slide off you now. Oof. Man, look at you. If my binding spell didn't have you pinned so well, you'd be thrashing like a fish out of water. I could barely even moan. I'm gasping so much. Oh, I guess no one's edged you that hard before. Or maybe 2 years without coming has just made you that fragile. Poor thing. I was going to add more tea spells, but I think the double blowjob is already more than you can take. Well, I'm going to get a drink and relax for a bit. Then we can continue in, say, half an hour. Then we can really have some fun. What? You didn't think I just brought you here for a quickie, did you? Oh, honey, that was all just foreplay. I'm not stopping the spells or letting you come until I am thoroughly satisfied. With the magic, sex can go on for days on end. And I've barely gotten warmed up.